session of the series, How to Build the Muslim Family. Now we all know that the message of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started from Adam to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has a major purpose. And that major purpose is to build the character, the person, the human being character, the Muslim character. And I gave so many khutbah about the attribute of those characters and the stages that the character go through in the development till you reach the last level, which is that's the purpose of your life and mine. And I am still talking about, still in the issue of what are the attributes of those characters. And we found out that conscience is one of them, having a Muslim conscience, promoting good and fighting evil. And the most important attribute is the akhlaq, the ethics. And on the ethics, I said that is going to be a very, very huge issue that takes years and years to cover. And especially if you would like to study the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is all about ethics. وَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So the best ever role model and example is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are all required and encouraged to study as much as you can and to apply as much as we can. So I started to talk about some of those attributes. And now we know there is a major difference between the word etiquette and between the word ethics. The word etiquette, it is also behavior that you do, but it is already been known that it is acceptable and can vary from one to another. You see an old lady, open the door, you eat by your right hand, the left hand, and whatever, certain things. But that does not mean you are a good human being. That means you fit in a certain culture. You are qualified to communicate with a certain culture, but that does not mean you are a good human being. And we found out the akhlaq, it comes from the word the khalq, by the Arabic word khalq. Khalq that means create. And we are talking now about the issue of when we talk about the khalq or the creation, we are talking about aptitude that grow on you day in and day out, like exactly the tree. You put a seed and the seed keep on growing and growing and growing till at the end they give fruits. Some of those trees stays for years and years and years till you can see the first fruit. And that's what is your life and my life is all about, is to keep developing those attributes, those akhlaq, those ethics. And I talked about some of those ethics. The first one that I talked about, it was about patience. And the second one, it was about depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I explained the difference between depending on Allah and not depending on Allah. What will happen in both? Today, inshallah, I want to talk about another attribute that is supposed to be in the Muslim character, which is repentance. Basically, what is repentance? Repentance means going back. You are repenting, that means you are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Once you are in a stage, okay, we need to have a little background here so we can really see where we are going. First of all, as long as you are alive and breathe, that means you're going to do behaviors. Some of those behaviors, they will be right. And some, they will be wrong. What we want to talk about is what is wrong. The wrong, they can be classified two categories. One category of them is the one that you know it is wrong and you are doing it. You know it is wrong, you are doing it. And the other category, you don't know that it is wrong, or you know that it is wrong, but you don't think that it is that important. You are misinformed. You never been informed. Or in temporary, out of weaknesses, you commit that. So we are here when you deal with them, you deal with the Sharia, these are two different categories. The first category, which is deliberately, I'm going out there to do it. You like it, I'm going to do it. You hate it, I'm going to do it. You're going to say it is right, I'm going to do it. You say it is wrong, I'm going to do it. Why? There is a conflict of interest. I'm number one. What I want is number one. And usually when I do that type of behaviors, I have all kind of justification to it. And when I justify my behavior, what I end up doing, there is nothing wrong to be correcting. And end up attacking the other one who going to come and call my attention that what I'm doing is wrong. No, you are narrow-minded. You need to come and tell me what to do in my life. See, the most aggressive behavior that is known, it is the one against the prophets and messengers. Why? None of them come and say, give me your money, give me your property, give me anything you own. They are just telling you what? Do the right thing. وَمَا أَسْأَلْكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I don't want anything from you. Why all of that vicious, mean reaction? It comes to killing, torturing, and you know the rest of the story. But now we want to talk about the other category. The other category, which is, this is the majority of you and me, and all of us. Okay, when we do a mistake, usually that type of mistake, sometimes it is out of culture. This is out of misunderstanding, like I said, or misinformed. The other day I had somebody, I think he was informed, and he's calling me. I'm just giving you as an example. And he's saying, I got a major problem with my children. I said, what is the problem? He said, my older daughter, her boyfriend, they got caught in the shopping center shoplifting. What is the problem? He is so upset about the boyfriend who got caught shoplifting in shopping center. Did he know that having a girlfriend and boyfriend from the beginning is wrong? You see what is the problem? For those, that is the type of people, which is you and I in average, because most of the time we do what we think it is right. Not necessarily we do what we know it is right. So we are liable to do mistakes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? Wa rahmati wasi'at kulli shay'. My mercy is wide open. As long as you want to come back, I will keep the door open for you. You can come back. And that's out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَفْعَلْ بِعَذَابَكُمْ إِنْ أَمَنْتُمْ وَشُكَرْتُمْ. What Allah want to do with punishing you? Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to punish you, but if you're going to be punished because you deserve it. You are in the first category. The one who said, I will take it, and I'm going to do whatever, and I'm going to pay whatever. And walayazu billah, I don't want to go through too much through this category, but let us stick to this one. Now I have a human being realize that what I did is wrong. Is there any chance to come back? Yes. And this process that I'm thinking about and I'm talking about, that's what is supposed to be in every single Muslim heart. You supposed to be self-discipline, self-aligned your behavior and evaluate it. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying what? حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That means trial yourself, examine what you do before you will be tried. And when you find that is something wrong, you did something wrong, according to Quran and Sunnah, do not be stubborn about it or try to justify it. Admit it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? If you come, sincerely you come, you will find what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy is wide open. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is encouraging us by saying, استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. The istighfar is one thing, just you are recognizing and realizing. The tawbah is a process, and I'm going to talk about it inshallah. So the tawbah is you are repenting and going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without losing a hope in Allah's mercy, regardless what the size of your mistake or shortcoming. Is there any attributes to the tawbah? Yes, there are some certain requirements and certain attributes to the tawbah. The first one of whom is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That means my forgiveness and my mercy is wide open to everyone seeking it. He will be granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He could have said, you did wrong, you're going to have to pay for it. That's it. But He said, no, there is a chance of a forgiveness, and there is a chance even for af. And there is a difference between the two. Forgiveness, that means what? You are reliable for punishment and you will be executed. The bull stop. Says no, there is a forgiveness. That means there is no punishment for what you did. But what is al-afu? Al-afu, that means what? It is not only stopping the punishment for what you did, but all the record that you have for the wrong road will be wiped out. No trace to it. You see, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Him for what? Al-af. You ask for the af. Because al-af includes the maghfirah. The other one, He said, I'm not going to punish you, but your record is still there. And the second one, they are already gone. And this is why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the time, he was saying what? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-af. Fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you love to forgive and you love to wipe out people's mistake. Please grant us al-af. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, not only by the person that he committed the sin or committed the crime, that He has opened the door wide, but Allah protecting that person, and also at the same time Allah protecting, subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting the whole entire community. How? From the sin. Because if you lose a hope, or you think that you're going to be punished, I might as well keep going. Then I don't have incentive to stop. And we all know, when we do mistakes, they don't come simpler. And they have what? More than one impact. When you do something wrong, usually you hurt somebody else. When you drink and get to the car, you are not hurting yourself. You are hurting everybody on the street. So like this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of repentance, is Allah protecting, not only of giving another chance to the one who did them wrong, but also protecting the whole entire community. That's attribute you need. So to encourage people to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, there is no time limit or a frame or appointment to come and to plead your case. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it beautifully. That issue is very big. And please, you know, forgive me if I'm going to try just to sum it because of the time of the khutbah. I know that I'm very limited on time. So if I'm going to skip some points, so please forgive me for that. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you don't have to have appointment. You don't have... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended the hand of mercy at night, so all the wrongdoer in the day will have a chance. And He will extend the hand of mercy in the day, so all the wrongdoer in the night, they will have a chance. Till the sun comes from the west. That means the day of judgment. And in another, it says your opportunity to have it. It is 24/7 lying available to you to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are not in a state of death. And the state of death, the final state of death, when the soul reach where?
Reach right here.
Reach the throat. Before that, even you seek forgiveness and repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is so forgiving. Now, I want you to know the magnitude of the forgiveness and the repentance. Why? Because there is another side of the point. In the day of judgment, there is no other chance. Everything in the Quran is saying, the day of judgment, you already had all your chances. You already, by your own choice, lost all your chances. Today, you have to pay. That's the day of paying. There is no more chances. So in your calculations, you have to be in the state of repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Especially you don't know when you will be expiring. You never know. So you have to be alert and not take it for granted. Some people say, alhamdulillah, I do not commit a sin that I remember or recall that I make a repentance. You know, what I just said is a big sin. The minute you come to the point that you think you are okay, that is the point that you will never be okay. See how Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put this. He said, Al-Abdu in lam yakun fi ziyada fahu fi nuqsan. If you are not in increase, you are in decrease. Who did not do a mistake? And the worst part of it, you forget, Allah doesn't. If I'm going to tell you, 1 year ago, around that time, do you remember what did you do? Allah does. So you have to understand, there is a lot of shortcoming coming up. Shortcoming not only from your hand and your behavior. Shortcoming coming from your heart. Shortcoming coming from your mind. Shortcoming coming from all your behavior. مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ قَدْرُكَ. So it is not that you do a sin or you do a mistake, but also you are not doing the right thing that you're supposed to do. And let me give you an example. It's zikr. Zikr Allah. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obligation. Don't you think this is a sin to not to do that? But the sin here is against who? Who is the victim of abandoned zikr? Abandoned qiyamul layl. Abandoned reciting the Quran. Abandoning acquiring knowledge. Abandon discipline yourself. Who is the victim? You are. You are the first and the most one who's going to get hurt from this behavior. Did you commit a sin according to Sharia? No. But did you commit a really sin? Yes. Maybe it is not against somebody else, but against yourself. I want to just to drive at one point to you, and I hope I will be successful in it. One day, Sayyidina Musa radwanallahu alayhi, he was sitting, and Qarun came, la'natullahi alayhi, and with the whole kind of obnoxious behavior, he said, Ya Musa, tell me, how come your Lord, not our Lord or God, your Lord, every time I abuse you, I abuse your people. He make me more rich, I make you more miserable. Make my life more easy, and make yours is more difficult, you and your people. And we know Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was Kaleem. He talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he raised it, he couldn't answer. And he raised the issue to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the answer came from Allah. He said, Ya Musa, O Musa, inni u'tihi li ahrimu. I am giving him as an act of punishment. Inni u'tihi li ahrimu. It is an act of punishment, Ya Musa. How? A'taytahu dunya. I give him all the material that he wants, and even more than he wants. وَحَرَمْتَهُ لَزَّةْ مُنَاجَاتِ. But I deprived him from the peace and tranquility that it can come to his heart when he raises his hand and says, Ya Rab. You see now what is our sin standing? It is not a calculation 1 + 1 = 2. It is a matter when you raise your hand and you say, Ya Rab. Did Allah answer? When you smile in somebody's face, that person will smile in your face. When you come sincerely by your heart to Allah, is there any answer or there is no answer? There is an answer. But you are coming by your heart will feel the answer. Your heart definitely will get the answer. Do you think the people that they put their life on line, or they put all that kind, you go through all this hardship, all of this, just because they are some kind of a different genes? No. But they tasted the flavor of the peace and tranquility that Allah put in the heart of the one who accept. And I hope that each and every one of us will be among those. Inshallah. So you see now what we are missing? I'm not talking here about the issue I did wrong or did not wrong. I'm talking about the issue, are you depriving yourself from very valuable item that can change all your life? And if you are not aware that you are losing that item, you are committing major injustice to yourself. Major injustice to yourself, and you need, and I need to repent. Okay. To make the long story short now, what are the requirements? Is there any requirement? Any requirement for tawbah? Or there is no requirement for tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the first of all, you have to recognize what you did is wrong and admit it. And you will never, you and I will never know what is right and what is wrong till we read the Quran and we read the Sunnah. And I gave up before a lot of example about the relationship. I think most of you already heard me when I give the relationship of we're going to use the Sharia or we're going to use the mind in a crime like killing and adultery. What is the requirement for both? Sharia say one thing and your mind say another. If you follow the Sharia, you will know what is right, not what you think it is right. And that's what you follow. So once you recognize you are wrong, you do not try to justify it. Wrong is wrong. And you run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel sorry for it. Some of us admit the wrong, but they don't feel sorry to the point even they don't feel sorry for it, but they brag about it. They brag about it. I am the best shoplifter. No one can match me. I can steal a car in no time. Did you recognize? Did you admit the mistake? Oh, you did admit the mistake, all right. Did you feel sorry for it? No, you didn't. Or for those, and the immediate abandonment of what you do while you are able. What I mean by the word able? You abandoned what you do while you are able. Don't come, please, and tell me that you went to the hospital and the doctor said, if you're going to have one single drop of alcohol, don't come and visit me again. You are a dead person. And you can say, now I'm going to stop drinking. I'm repenting. I'm not going to go to detail in this case because I don't want to go through that because I am not qualified to do that, to judge this case. But all I know is this. You abandon the wrongdoing while you are able, and you don't postpone it. And you do not postpone it. You don't come to as if somebody is sick and he's already shoplifting and he come and say what? Now I stop shoplifting. No, because you are not able to do it. Are you able to do it? And you said no. And you do not postpone. Immediately you stop and you commit yourself to not do it. One of the leaders in the Yemen, which they have trouble now, he heard about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, here one day, he liked what he heard. And he said, okay. He left his tribe and he went right into Mecca when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not, he went to the Medina at that time, and he said, this is it. That's my man, that's the man that I'm gonna join, and I'm testifying right now before I leave that he is right. What more do you want? On the way in, he passed by Mecca. And in Mecca, he got friends. So they asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Medina. Where are you going to Medina for? He said, to Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he said, this is, you like it or hate it? I like what he said, and I'm going to do it. So a devious one come and said, listen, do you know that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it forbidden to drink and to womanize? You cannot do either. And he said, well, I come down to it. It's going to take me a while to do what, to stop both. I like to do both. Is there any way that I can get by both? They said, no, he is like this. You cut either in or out with that. He said, okay, let me do this. I will go back for a year and get everything that I want. And next year, in that time, I will go back and go to Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did that man know what is right and wrong? Yes. Did he act upon it? No. He postponed it. And he was unlucky. وَلَيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ The minute that he reached there, after a few days or month, he passed away. وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا Don't let life deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ غَرُورَ Don't take Allah for granted and let just because you did one sin, that means you're going to get away with it. You are not going to get away with anything. Another requirement, so the first requirement, recognizing the mistake, feel sorry for it. Immediately stop doing what you are doing and commit that you never come back again. Number four, you go and you try to correct the damage that you did. You did steal from somebody. You cannot say everything. I'm wrong in doing this. I shouldn't have done that. And whatever. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. And you didn't give the money back. You have to go back and clear up as long as the crime or the sin it was against someone else. Then after that, hope. Hope that Allah will accept. Hope that Allah will accept what you say. Hope that Allah will grant you mercy. Hope that Allah will grant you mercy and accept your shortcomings and my shortcomings. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And give us the heart of repentance. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace. And inshallah we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه تبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. So now I want to just tell you two points. Inshallah, I will conclude the khutbah. The first, الرضا بالمعصية معصية. So I said, we are not repenting only from I did wrong. I am not repenting only from something that I should have been doing and I didn't. But there is a third. What is that third? When you see something wrong in front of you and you turn your back, that is a ma'asiyah. Did you do it? No. Did you witness? Yes. Did you do anything to stop it? No. Whatever the reason is, it is a ma'asiyah. So, in your life and my life, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. That means there is no individuality. And please, when you go to Surah Al-Sumur, when you look at the whole entire Quran, from the beginning till the end, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending very clear message. What did this message say? You are responsible for what you do. Don't worry about what he does or what she did. You your own responsible. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. Everyone charge of responsible for his or her own soul. But when it comes down to the day of judgment, let us see what's going on with Surah Az-Zumar. In Surah Az-Zumar, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the issue, and he's saying and talking about the people going to the paradise. He's not talking about individual anymore. Zumura. He's talking about groups. Groups. And walayazu billah, the people going to the hellfire, they are what? Walking in also in what? In groups. Even if the responsibility is individual, but the reaction or the collection of the totality gonna be what? In group. Why? Because Allah telling you, you cannot fulfill your responsibility by only being overoccupied with yourself. You still are having a responsibility to others. And the other, can you imagine if every one of you responsible to take care of me and I'm taking care of you and every one of us the same? What kind of a net is this? What kind of a strong bond is this? And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. He says for those people, they're going to be like a group, a zumar, and they want to go together. So keep, when you are repenting, like I said, please forgive me, that is a huge big issue. Because there are some signs also about to know how your repentance is accepted or not. It is like you are recovering from disease, what you're supposed to do, what kind of medication you're supposed to do. All of these things, maybe inshallah in another khutbah, or if you can see me inshallah after the khutbah, we can talk about it. But that's the first. The second, and I'm going to close the khutbah by it, please, don't take Allah's mercy for granted. And never ever be under the impression that you did something wrong and you're going to get away with it. It never happened and it will not happen. Have mercy on yourself. And repent. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah obligated to repent, to forgive. Who? الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. They are doing a su, one mistake. Not السيئات, السيئات plural. But a su, one. بِجَهَالَةٍ, out of ignorance or misunderstanding. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. And they will repent very quickly, once they realize their mistake, they are not going to argue about, they are not going to underestimate it, they are not going to postpone the repentance. For those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why? Because if you have really that feeling about Allah, you wouldn't tolerate having Allah displeased with you. You will run to correct this relationship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, okay, inshallah, you will be accepted. ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. اللهم اجعلنا منهم رب العالمين. But listen, so now here is one thing important. السيئة single not plural. That means you keep trigger happy doing it one after the other after another and say Allah is forgiving. No, you are playing games and you are the victim of what you're doing. And the other thing that I want to share with you here and I'll finish inshallah, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ. There is no tawbah. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. السَّيِّئَاتِ here is what? Plural. That means they kept doing and kept doing and kept doing because they didn't get hit the first time, the second time, the third time. Hey, nobody noticed. No, Allah noticed. Allah knows. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah knows what's in your heart and what's in your eyes. Allah knows. ليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت till the death come upon one of them and he say تبت الآن. Now I seek forgiveness. ولا الذين يموتون and also Allah will forgive the one who committed what? They died while they are in a state of kufr. What is the kufr? Kufr means that you know the truth, understand it, and deliberately deny it. I'm going to clear that misunderstanding, and inshallah, go. You need to understand kufr, 8 kinds. 6 kind out of those 8. It comes from the people that they said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So they are praying, they are fasting, they are making hajj, they are making zakah, they are doing everything, and in the eyes of Allah they are kafir. It is not an easy game and it is not worthy. Out of the 8 category, there are 6. 2 categories, they took the shortcut. They know themselves. Everybody know them. They are clear. But there is another 6 down there. Make sure that you and I not one of them. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us mercy and to grant us tawbah and to grant us afw. And bless our gathering. Amen. And give us a brand new start. Amen. And give us the wisdom and the courage. Amen. To study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and apply him in our life. Amen. So we can die in peace. Amen. And inshallah we will be in peace. Amen. And we'll be the day inshallah in the hereafter in peace. Amen. And among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وآخر الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله